Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks, wrapping up our theme right there. Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Getting a little bit of a late start here. Coming up on 5 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And it is our 483rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play. We have our guest in studios, and we're going to say good morning to Mr. Nathan Newman. Good morning, Nathan.
Guten Morgen.
Yes, and how is Nathan doing today?
Oh, I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Si?
We are doing well, and a little bit in a hurry here. It's almost time to take a break to read our ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, and we haven't even got started yet. But my goodness, you're a busy guy, all dressed up flashy in a three-piece suit, vest, and the whole works, tie. And you're
pretty. Had to look my best for the radio this morning.
There you go. So I hope the folks appreciate it. Yeah, you're on your way to the big concert at Sox Center today, I understand.
Yep, that's right. Merle Felland's got his big concert this afternoon. I hope you all come out and join us.
You bet. We welcome all the folks. It's a free concert. Starts at 2 o'clock. You'll be entertaining beforehand, huh?
Was it beforehand? I better get the update on that.
Yeah.
I better hurry over there.
Merle tells me you're going to be strolling, entertaining the folks as they come in the doors. So that's what he told me. So you meet up with Merle, and he'll give you the details.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a fun time, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
When you stroll, what do you use? Accordion, concertina? What do you choose?
Well, you know that this is the concertina crowd.
Okay, very
so
good.
We're going to be playing a lot of concertina.
There you go. And which one do you use for strolling?
I use a real old star concertina.
Okay.
Play it reed. And
okay. Any electronics on it, or are you just natural sound?
No, just the
natural sound.
Yep.
No, there you go.
Don't have to string any chords that way.
There, that's great. And so, Nathan, quick history of who you are and when you got started.
All right. Well, I grew up south of Avon.
Yeah.
In the Avon Hills, and I got my start with music in the sixth grade band. I started playing trumpet.
Uh-huh.
And then started branching out a little bit into guitar. And so my sister Alicia would play the fiddle, and I would play the guitar, and we would go to these fiddle contests, and we'd win. We'd make some money, and we got thinking,
thought it was
hey,
pretty good deal.
You know, playing music, making money is a pretty good thing.
Bottom of the hill band.
And then we started fighting, and then I was able to learn concertina from my great uncle. He borrowed me his concertina, and away I went. I had the whole package, the rhythm on the left hand and the melody on the right hand, and
I
started singing.
Descendant of the Langner sisters.
That's right, the Langner sisters are my great aunts, and
awesome.
So that's my real claim to fame.
Uh-huh.
So from there, playing the concertina and playing a bunch of other instruments and getting together a teenage polka band.
Yep.
Remember we had them
came
on the
in
radio?
Here live. Yep. Yep.
Oh yeah, that
Travis
was
Travis Rahmacher
time.
And the whole gang there. I knew Travis, and I don't remember the other guys, but yeah, there's four of you.
Yes, that's right. And then, well, as kids do, they grow up, they get married, they get jobs.
Split up. Yep.
I've even had band members move to other countries.
Yeah.
Azerbaijan. There was a drummer we had. He went, did some mission work in Azerbaijan. I don't even know where that is in the map.
I don't either.
And Josh Eidser, he went out to Tanzania. And you know, honestly, I lost touch with some of them.
Yeah.
But it was a great thing. It got me going with music. And now I even have our local Ross Scalise.
Yeah.
Maybe he's listening right now, Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Had him play with me last night, actually.
Really? Wow. That's awesome.
And yeah, away it went from there.
Uh-huh. Well, we are already at 12 o'clock, so if I can ask you to hold that thought, Nathan, we're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Lots more to come, all right? All righty. So, Si, here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Looking at the calendar, Thanksgiving is already here this week, and the St. Joe Meat Market has hams, turkeys, fresh or smoked, meat and cheese trays, and lots of flavors of sausage to center your holiday meal around. Yes, the St. Joe Meat Market is a busy shop, so phone your orders in advance for even better and quicker service. We are forever grateful and thankful for all of you, our great and loyal customers. Don't forget, the St. Joe Meat Market has gift cards for that special someone. Always the right gift in any amount, and they never expire. And now, while supplies last, pre-cut, fresh frozen T-bone steaks are priced at $9.99 per pound. That's a great value. With the hunting season starting to wind down, there's a lot of folks processing their own game, making their own sausage. Always remember the St. Joe Meat Market for all of your supplies, pork and beef trimmings, casings, seasonings, and more. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for your patronage. Nathan, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. And actually, we brought that meat package along for you today, handed it off to you. You said you're always excited to get that, huh?
Oh, yes. It's such a nice variety of products from the St. Joe Meat Market, and you just can't complain with such a great package like that.
Well, good. And living alone, that probably lasts you a couple of days.
Well, I like to share it.
Oh, you do.
And people
good.
Are real happy with like oh, my yeah. family's real happy when I'm on the radio.
That's great. And who's mom and dad?
My parents, Bill and Charlotte Newman.
Yep. They live up north Minnesota now these days?
Yeah, so normally the kids grow up and move out and go all over the world, and this time my
parents... Well, it's the other way around. Yeah.
I raised them pretty well, yeah. and they're independent now, so...
Well, good.
They went out, they retired, and they live way up by Big Fork on a lake.
Ah, good for them. And they're doing well? Good health and everything?
Oh, yeah, real good health. They're staying sharp. I try to, you know... keep their minds active by getting them to read books and I ask them hard questions.
Oh, there you go.
So I want to keep them as long, young as long as I can.
Well, good for you.
They shot a couple deer.
Did they?
This last week.
Okay.
So that's really exciting for them too. And for me, so we're probably going to do some meat trading.
Yeah, there you go. And they took up that passion of hunting and you haven't, huh?
Well, you know, I get cold pretty easily. I think it's because my fingers, when you move them fast, then they don't bulk up as much.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I always have to wear gloves.
Ah, okay.
But sitting in a tree like that, I'm sure it's pretty peaceful.
This year it was. It was very nice, very the warm today, a beautiful day for hunting again. But it's not always that way. So, yeah.
Have you been out hunting, Si?
Yes, I got an 8-point buck last Saturday. A week ago yesterday, so we
congratulations.
Were successful, and that was good. So, but anyway, back to the music. You've been entertaining now for, I don't know, since you were a kid and doing a great job of it. And there isn't an instrument that I don't think you tackle, huh?
Well, thank you, Si. I do try to tackle every one, but I just don't. Have 100 hours in the day. You only got 24, so you just run out of time, and you got what you got.
And you've been making your living on music in one capacity or another. I understand you've been recording. You've been, and of course, playing with bands, various bands, just about everybody. Everybody knows you. And but you did have a daytime job for a while too, huh?
Yeah, I tried out being a construction electrician.
Ah.
And working at the local thrift store.
Okay.
Treasure Chest in Waite Park.
Yeah.
That's local for me.
Uh-huh.
But no, I just realized I can make a good living on music and stick that. And I like to encourage everyone even if it's something that isn't so popular, if you just jump in with both feet and trust in God and do your best and... just try to make people happy. You know, it'll all work out.
And music does that. I think it really does. It's a good therapy. I find it. I pick up the concertina, the drums off and on, and I just feel really good when I'm using one of those instruments playing.
Absolutely. A lot of what I do is senior entertainment. But you might as well call it therapy because it brings them back memories and it gets their... toes tapping, get some physical activity and mental activity. It's a real positive activity for them.
You know, I go back quite a ways and played for Ray Dronnell and the Deutschmeisters and Bobby Roberts and a number of the other bands, Harlanders, and so we got paid to play and made a nice side living there all those years doing that. But now I, too, have been playing nursing homes, the Poor Clares, things like that. And we don't always get paid in money, but it just seems so satisfying to The last time I played at one of the nursing homes, a lot of those people in wheelchairs and that, but yeah, you see their fingers wiggling or their toes wiggling, and you know that they're enjoying it. And that's more satisfying than any pay.
That's right.
Yeah. And I know it's good for them. Music, especially polka music, is so happy. And I don't know, it just gives you a good feeling inside.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
A little kind of a fun fact. My brother works for the county.
Okay.
And he's an inspector. Nobody's happy to see him.
No, for
but,
sure.
But somebody brings in a concertina and plays, you know, polka music and all the old tunes, the sing-alongs. Everyone's happy to see him.
Yes, that's right. So the difference in the two of you guys, you can make people happy. He can make them sad, huh?
Well, they're usually happy. He does a good job.
Absolutely.
And treats people well. So.
Sure. There you go. That's right. I didn't realize. I thought there was only two of you, but there is three of you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So very good. Very good. Have you been playing a lot then? You were just telling me that you played, was it last night or this weekend?
Yeah, this last week I played Wednesday and Thursday at the VA.
Uh-huh.
And then on Friday I played over at St. Benedict's Care Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night I played for a new group I didn't even knew existed.
Oh, really?
The German Fashion Club.
Ah.
And we had a dance, a kind of a variety, German Schlager and oldies, and then also even all the way to 50s, 60s and some country. And they like to party. Well, I guess if they're part of fashioning the Mardi Gras kind of scene there,
yep,
that's what they're all about.
That's right. That's right.
So we really hooked it up last night, and Ross and I didn't get back home until midnight.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness. Well, Nathan, you are still in your 20s, still a young man, and yet you've been just about around the world, huh?
Well, I have been out of the country a couple times.
Yeah,
that is a novelty. I talked to some of the farmers around here where they pretty much grew up and lived and died, you know, all on the same, I don't know, 40 acres or
so. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that's really neat, too, though. That
it is.
To not go out and you just do things like they always done it. But, yeah, I've been to Poland, and last winter I went to Ecuador.
Oh, my.
So I got to practice my Polish and my Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's always, you know, there's so much to learn out there. And
there is. And it's a big world out there.
Yeah, and hopefully I can get more practice with my German.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to.
Kannst du Deutsch sprechen?
Ein bisschen.
Ein bisschen. I always say, ich kann mehr verstehen denn sprechen. So I can usually understand what people are saying, but speaking it, I run out of words. I took 2 years of German, and that wasn't the same German that most of the people around here speak.
Yeah, when I went through Albany High School, they just closed the German program.
Oh, really?
And so I missed it.
Okay.
Just by a year.
Yeah. But you get around some of the folks that speak just a little bit of that broken German and pick up bits and pieces, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's so special to see that. It's kind of like a glimpse into the past.
Yes, you bet. Yeah. Yeah, I know several musicians played with Ray Dronald for all those years, and Ray could speak real fluent German. I got to play with Jay Patterson. Jay likes to speak a lot of German. And I don't know if there's more musicians that you've run into that speak that German, but...
That's right, yeah, Hans.
Hans, yes, he's probably around. Listening in.
Yeah, hi,
Hans.
Hello. Ciao, he likes to say ciao.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So, well, any rate, back to today, Nathan, I know you're going to be anxious to get going pretty quick here. So, heading up to Sox Center, and were you planning on going, or did Merle call you, or how did this all come about today?
Yeah, well, you can't beat the event. You get a great band. I think it's Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman.
True, yes, out of Mankato.
Yeah, a big band even.
Seven-piece.
Seven-piece, that's a novelty. You don't get to see that every day.
And we played some of their music this morning, and great sound that they have. They've got probably a half dozen recordings out, CDs, and so I'm sure those will be available. If not, I've got them on hand. So, should be an entertaining afternoon. That all gets underway at 2 o'clock at the Sox Center High School Auditorium this afternoon. And you are the pre-show, they tell me.
Well, yeah, I'm really happy to be a part of the show. Merle's always been good to us musicians.
And yes.
Encouraging us I guess getting us all involved, you know, doing a rotation of different bands.
Yeah. Yeah. And Merle announced this morning that you are the show next year, that you are the main attraction next year. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, always exciting.
You bet. You've rubbed elbows with a lot of well-known musicians over the year. Care to mention a few?
Well-known musicians. Lots of...
Molly B.
Yeah, absolutely. Molly B.
And... Performed with her.
And her dad, Jim Busta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's a good band leader to work with.
And I think he's on the way back, huh? He's recovering from cancer, I think.
Last I heard, I haven't been getting updated on that, but the last I heard was very positive.
Yep. That's what I've heard from several musicians. So
yeah.
You've worked with, who else would you?
Dale Dahman.
Dale Dahman, yes. It's sad how he left us, but back in the days when he was still around, you got to work with him.
Absolutely, and just a little snippet for later in the show, I did bring some live recordings.
Yes, you did.
Of me and him playing some local dances.
Okay.
And so
we'll hear a little bit of that.
Hopefully we have some time to include that.
You bet.
I got to play with, when I first got started, the Gene Ostendorf Band.
Yeah, local band here.
Yeah, they really got me going on the Button Box.
Okay.
They were like my first influence for Button Box.
Yep.
And so I even have some like bluegrass kind of style with the Button Box that I feature. I want to send that out to them,
okay.
The Gene Ostendorf Band.
Sure.
For getting me started.
Yeah.
And their bass player, Tom Staniski, was my confirmation sponsor.
Really? Wow. Full circle there.
Yeah, so that was real special.
Pretty neat.
I see the Tutti Frutti Kitchen.
Yep.
Brochure played with the Night Owls.
Okay.
They're a fun group.
Were you part of that Oktoberfest here recently?
I didn't make it to that, but that's always a fun event.
Yes, yeah. I know Ross was up there, and I thought maybe you were there too. So.
Yeah, Ross spends half his time up there.
Yeah, he works in with them. Well, Ross plays with everybody that's playing it right now. I see him with Larry Olson and a lot of those guys. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. Yeah, so lots of great memories, great times. Well, we're going to let you get running here pretty quick. I usually ask you for a memory over time, and you've had a short career, but a full career. So you got a special memory you want to share with the listeners today?
Yeah, well, this event happened about 6 or 7 years ago. I got asked to play with Molly B and her dad, Jim Busta, for a Czech event down... in that Mankato, down south of the cities.
Sure.
In that area down there. I can't remember where it was, but I played banjo, and then I had another performance lined up in the cities that evening.
Uh-huh.
And so I asked Molly if she would drum for me.
Oh.
And a lot of people don't know that she drums. Well, she plays all the instruments.
She does too, yeah.
That's kind of where I got inspired to do that. I learned as many instruments as I can.
Yeah.
Well, if Molly can do it, well, I'll try to do it too.
Yeah.
And so I played with the Jim Busta Band, and then afterwards we headed up to the cities and got set up. And then I made the announcement that, so you've seen me on the Polka Spotlight, and my name is Nathan Newman, and they all knew me. They were all cheering. And I said, this is Molly B from the nationally known Molly B Polka Party.
Yeah.
And nobody heard of them. I mean, these aren't really a polka crowd,
right.
So
right.
It was possible that people have not heard of Molly B.
Not seen her on the RFD channel, yeah.
And that was just, I had to pause and just think about that because it just didn't register.
Right, because we think of ourselves humbly and of her as being way more important than us, and so, yeah, I can see where that was
and
quite the memory.
There was even a comment, they asked, is she your wife? And that was just another... moment where I just had to stop, and I didn't have a response for that.
Yeah.
How do you not hear of Molly B?
Yep,
but,
pretty sure.
There's a lot of great people in the polka music, and
there
especially
is.
You, Cy, you're kind of underrated.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yeah, we need... You're always promoting everyone else that... you know what? I'm your promoter.
There you go.
I'll promote you, Cy.
Well, thank you.
So thank you all for all you do in the polka music.
Well, great. Well, with that, we're at 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We're going to let you run, Nathan, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you for stopping by and doing the show with us. And like I've told you before, good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll definitely do this thing again sometime.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a great afternoon up in Sauk Center, and I look forward to seeing you again. All righty. And there he goes, Nathan Newman, our 483rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on Chasm. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Nathan. Unreleased recordings coming up with Nathan Newman. Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 483rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Nathan Newman, our guest here on the Musicians Come and Play program. And what an exciting young fellow. He is so polite and such a nice fellow. It's just fun to have him around, and truly a great musician. And yeah, if you head over to Sauk Center now, he's on his way. He'll be entertaining the folks coming in to the Sauk Center High School this afternoon. We're now at 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 51 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we've got music coming up, unreleased, pre-recorded music by Nathan Newman. And we're going to start things out with, let's see which one it is here. One called, I believe it's called the Blackberry Blossom. And this one he wants to send out, Nathan wants to send this out to his parents, Bill and Charlotte, up there in Big Fork, Minnesota, listening in today. One called the Blackberry Blossom. We'll be right back. Nathan Newman on the concertina there, one called the Blackberry Blossom. And Nathan really enjoys that Polish style. And but he does play all of the different styles. So right now we're going to switch over to one called Dale Damon. Dale Damon and Nathan Newman. One, it's a live recording, one called Overshoe Landler.
We got another waltz tune for you. We're going to do a Landler. This is one called Overshoe Landler.
Oh, this is so good.
Also known as the Rubber Waltz. Rubber's Waltz.
One, two, three.
Nathan Newman and Dale Damon on the concertinas there, and one called the Overshoe Landler. Music not recorded at all. This is just live recordings that that Nathan recorded on the go, on the job. We're now at 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texting me, here's some scoop. Yes, they are just back from a very Merry Christmas in Branson and packing for full motor coach, leaving for the lights of Bentley tomorrow morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of the listeners and especially the fun-loving loyal guests who travel all year long with Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, they'd love to take this opportunity to wish you all a safe and fun-filled Thanksgiving holiday. Now, tour season will soon take a break as the winter moves in. But before that happens, you can take in one more ride with Jeannie B. There are a few seats available for Christmas in the Mansions on December 1st, seats for December 2nd, I'm Dreaming of a Loony Lutheran Christmas, and Miracle at Big Rock Creek, Fantastic Lights and Holiday Fun at St. Croix Falls on December 15th. So call Jeannie B's at 320-345-1581 today to save a seat. And now is the time to register for the exciting extended tour season you are dreaming about in 2024. Jeannie B's Tours is now taking reservations for Alaska, Canadian Rockies and Glacier, Banff and Lake Louise, Treasures of Ireland, Germany, Austria, and the Danube River Cruise, Colors of New England Rails and Trails, Hawaii, Washington, D.C., and Great Canadian Cities. On December 7th, see the presentations of all or any of these tours at Jeannie B's Tour Office located in Freeport next to the Lish. Presentations are twice a day, from 9 until 11 or from 1 until 3 on December 7th. An included lunch will be served at 12 noon between the information sessions. Jeannie B's requests that you RSVP for your time choice and a lunch count. Again, call 320-345-1581 to reserve. Plan your 2024 vacation now to assure availability. Flyout extended tours are filling fast. And Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, as she proudly brings us our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. We're coming up on 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 52, our current temperature here in central Minnesota. Music continues right now with Nathan Newman, unreleased recordings here. Czech style, it's the Chimney Sweep Polka. Yes, Czech style, the Chimney Sweep Polka. We're at 12:30 here on KASM. Time for just a couple more selections by Nathan Newman. And let's see. I think this is one that Nathan said he enjoyed. It's a novelty tune, one called Let's Spread Polka Music.
Affected. You can't avoid hearing the noise, the music of the band. It's a bug that's worth catching, it'll change your view of life. So take your partner's hand and go out to a polka dance. I got the craze when I was just 15, a concertina from my family. You can get it from your parents or the friends you spend time with. You'll give it to your kids. Come on, let's spread polka music till everyone gets affected. You can't avoid hearing the noise, the music of the band. It's a bug that's worth catching, it'll change your view of life. So take your partner's hand and go out to a polka dance. essential part, the heart of it all, is how we get to love. Come on, let's spread polka music till everyone gets affected. You can't avoid hearing the noise, the music of the band. It's a bug that's worth catching, it'll change your view of life. So take your partner's hand and go out to a polka dance. Come on, let's spread polka music till everyone gets affected. You can't avoid hearing the noise, the music of the band. It's a bug that's worth catching, it'll change your view of life. So take your partner's hand and go out to a polka dance.
Nathan Newman there with one called Let's Spread Polka Music. And I think Nathan told me that he wrote that song, composed that one. And of course, he does all the parts on there, dubs over himself. So yeah, pretty exciting stuff there. Nathan Newman, unrecorded polka hits. More Czech style music coming your way with Nathan Newman. Here's one called the Our Katie Polka. Nathan Newman there with a Czech-style polka, one called the Our Katie Polka. And boy, he does all the parts. So the tuba solo in there, that was Nathan. And all of the musical instruments you heard on that selection, again, being Nathan Newman. We're at 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that with Nathan doing another Czech-style polka, one called the Young Widow Polka. Thank you. Nathan Newman, yes, the Young Widow Polka, doing a great job. Unreleased recorded tunes there by Nathan Newman on our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And that takes us to 21 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 52 degrees here in central Minnesota.